Common Core, Race to the Top, the Education Reform Act. The last few years have set Maryland schools up for seismic shifts. The standards teachers teach to, the way teachers are evaluated, and the high-stakes tests that students take, all of these are in the midst of big changes.
I often refer to this movement of education reform as a tsunami of education reform, not a wave.
Betty Weller is the president of the Maryland State Educators Association, a union that represents 71,000 teachers across the state. Weller says teachers are working hard. Some say they're working as much as 20 extra hours every week in order to make sure their classrooms are meeting the new and very different Common Core standards.
It's sort of like turning the Titanic. It's a huge endeavor, and it takes time to do it. And we not only want to do it, we want to do it right.
Then combine that with entirely new and different standardized tests in math and English rolling out next year. Add in the possibility that teachers' jobs will depend in part on how well students do on those largely untested tests. And Weller says there's a great cause for anxiety and a whole lot of teachers saying, slow down.
What we're hearing from our members is that they need more time. They need some flexibility, they need resources, and they need professional development if they're going to get the Common Core right and if they're going to get evaluations right.
We have heard many of the same concerns, and we have responded.
Dr. Lillian Lowry heads the state's Department of Education. She says student test scores won't be part of teacher evaluations next year, and she's working with the federal Department of Education to extend that for a couple more years.
We want teachers focused on the implementation of the standards and not worried about, as we go through this transition, what does it mean for me professionally?
But Montgomery County Superintendent Joshua Starr says it'll take even longer than that before the kinks are worked out and the information from the tests actually reflect teacher performance.
We don't know what the data are going to look like yet. We know that it's going to take, as these things typically do, a couple years to shake out before we have a stable data set. It is simply not fair to rush to use it in individual teacher evaluations before the data are stable.
Weighing in, Senator Roy Dyson, vice chair of the committee, noted that unless the U.S. Department of Education gives permission to further delay using test data, the state risks losing some $280 million in funding.
Every dime is precious in education today. It really is. And I think we all want to come to terms, and we all want to work something out.
Two other bills take up the question of who should write the evaluations and aim to make it clear that school districts have the autonomy to set those standards. Senator Ed Riley, also on the committee, wants even more autonomy for local districts. He wants them to be able to set their own timeline for implementing Common Core.
We need to take a little bit of extra time for the parents, the teachers, the administrators to catch up.
Another bill Riley sponsored would put off the new standardized tests for another year.
We need to allow all these processes to catch up for people to get comfortable before we test and evaluate.
Neither the Department of Education nor the teachers' union back Riley's bills. Both say it's too late in the game to change the implementation deadlines. So it looks like it's full speed ahead on reforming our education system, with maybe a bit of fine-tuning to give teachers a chance to breathe. I'm Christopher Connolly, reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.